We are really honored, Amina, to have you here and to be your first official activity as Deputy Secretary General.
Ms. Mohamed being introduced in the Economic and Social Council chamber just an hour after being sworn in by UN Chief Antonio Guterres. Her remarks focused on the need to build a stronger UN development system in order to make the SDGs a reality, but she began on a personal note.
It is a great privilege to return to New York to serve the organization again under the inspiring leadership of Secretary General Antonio Guterres. I worked closely with many of you on finalizing the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, the Addis Ababa Action Agenda on Financing for Development, and the Paris Agreement on Climate Change. Since then, as a minister in Nigeria, I've had the first-hand experience of the importance and complexity of the task ahead in implementing these transformative commitments.
She said that Africa needed to remain a key UN priority, and her experiences in government in Nigeria had shown how important the SDGs were to global development. The Deputy Secretary General said she would be working very closely with Mr. Guterres on what she called fast-track transformation, focusing on prevention over response.
Three broad principles will underpin the work ahead: strengthening leadership, addressing the trust deficit, and focusing on results at the country level where all of those in need are at.
Apart from making the UN system itself more accountable and transparent at all levels, she said the organization needed to be more responsive to national priorities. Country-level results had to be the litmus test of how well UN reform was being carried out, she added.
We now face new challenges, and our boldest agenda yet. The 2030 Agenda requires we reinvent ourselves to better service member states. We have a joint responsibility to bring about transformational change. People around the world are looking to the United Nations as a symbol of peace, a beacon of hope, and a provider of essential needs.
Ms. Mohamed concluded by saying that nothing was impossible when we work together, and that member states could count on the UN to honor the ambitious scope of the SDGs in the years ahead. Amina Mohamed now holds the second highest position in the organization. UN Chief Antonio Guterres has named three women to top UN posts, building on his promise to make gender parity a clear priority during his tenure. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.